Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
We're going live.
Go ahead.
Oh, we're good?
Good.
Okay. All right. Everybody, we're back, guys. Tape Don't Lie. It's your favorite Raiders podcast, favorite Raiders channel, favorite Raiders breakdowns. Make sure you guys hit the subscribe button. Subscribe. Hit the like button if you like it. Hit the dislike button if you don't like it. You guys already know, do leave a comment if you like it. Leave a comment if you don't like it. All right. So, Raiders got their bus kicks, 32-13. What another way around it? They had a ugly game on offense, right? And then they had a weird game on defense. It's like they had a stop, right? And then they would get a penalty. And then they would have a stop. And then they would get a penalty. And it really felt like if they didn't have any penalties, I mean, let me ask you guys this. If they don't have those penalties, do the Raiders still win with 13 points?
I don't know if they still win, but I mean, there's at least 7 points off the board in what was, for the most part, a 1-2 possession game.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I was thinking about it. Like, I didn't feel like the defense played. I feel like they're designed to play, right? Like give up all the short stuff and then just let teams like trade 7 for 3. The problem is they're not getting the 7. They're trading 3 for 0 right now. And I mean, at the end of the game,
yeah,
felt like the defense, like the scoreboard's not going to look pretty. Like you're going to look back at this and like think about what the hell went on defensively. But at the end of the day, like it was just at some point they just broke and got worn down defensively.
Yeah. You know, I was making a joke about the excuses online, but it's true. I mean, they got worn down.
What's the time of possession for this?
It's like 30, like 40 to 20.
Hold up 1 second. It was 37-22.
Yeah,
37-20 to 22-40.
Yeah. And they did get worn down. You know, like I said, I made that joke because, you know, people just like to make excuses for the defense. But if they got worn down, you can't stay on the field that long. The Raiders have to find a way to sustain drives. I mean, that's what they really can't do. I mean, they suck on third down right now. And that's their big problem is they suck on third down, and there's nothing you can really say to try to make it seem like that. I mean, they're 1 for 9 the last game. They're 1 for 6. That means they're 1 for 13 on their last third downs, or sorry, 1 for 7, right? They're 1 for 7.
Yeah, 1 for 7 today compared to the Bengals, who were 8 for 16. So I'd say it's an issue on both sides.
And it's funny because going into the Giants game, the Raiders were top 10 in third down defense. So it's been a complete flip for both sides, which is interesting. And, you know, that's not talked about enough, you know, how they kind of totally flipped on defense and they can't get off the field anymore either. Because, you know, that drive, you know, when they went 16-13, I mean, you would want them to get a stop there. That's kind of how you feel. But, you know, they just couldn't. Sure.
I would say that the biggest reason for this, for the most part in defense right now in the NFL, on third and longs, that's when you're going to see something game plan specific that a quarterback hasn't seen on tape yet. Mm-hmm. It's like they installed that week just for like this look, whatever it is, right? And the Raiders aren't doing anything like even closely resembling that. Everything that they run, they've been running all year. That's where Riley's been running for like the last 4 or 5 years. So the book is out. Like there's no curve balls that they're throwing at the offense at this point. And like Matt beautifully, you know, said, you know, they're operating as designed. They're a bend don't break team, right? And it works if the offense is like, you know, a juggernaut. And that's the only way that this defense really is going to work right now. I was really disappointed that they weren't able to like, you know, force a fumble, you know, come up with some turnovers. Like that's what this team needs at this point, because they're not going to just get it done being a bend don't break team.
Yeah.
The one turnover they had got negated by a penalty. Yannick Ngakoue, I mean, it seems like after that, it was like kind of one of the early turning points of the game of they just get a strip sack, and then all of a sudden it's just negated. And then I think later in that drive too, same drive, was they had another third down where got off the field, but didn't get off the field at the same
third
time.
And 12, man.
Yeah.
That third and 12 was huge, because that's what you're talking about. That's the play that I think that would have been a fumble. I think it was. And you know, if they would have challenged it, it would have been a fumble and they would have got the ball. But, you know, Quentin Jefferson lined up in the neutral zone. Like, what the hell, dude? You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just, they're doing dumb stuff on defense, and on offense, they have no answer on third down. Like, none. So, obviously, I mean, I haven't seen the tape. So, I mean, but we could keep it real. I mean, they're obviously, teams are focusing on Hunter Renfrow on third down. Like, they're obviously, like, he didn't get any targets today, right? The only third down that he converted was one. You know, he's third down in Renfrow, right? I mean, he's not getting any targets on third down right now. You know, I don't even know who got the most targets on third down this game. Was it what, Zay Jones or something? Like, you know, and he's a problem too. You know, I'm very vocal about Zay Jones not playing anymore, and they got to figure out a way to get him off the field, because I think he's really a huge liability to this offense, because I think that they are, you know, he is playing Ruggs' position, right? And Olsen really tried to feature Ruggs a lot. And I mean, you can't feature Zay Jones.
Yeah.
You know, you can't line up Zay Jones in his 3x1 and have him at X, you know? And then, you know, teams. So the Raiders are down from having three key guys to two. So they're in trouble that way. And that's why they suck on third down, because they don't have a guy that, you know, if you bracket Renfrow underneath, right, with the choice routes, you keep a linebacker or Tyrann Mathieu like the Chiefs did, and you bracket Waller and those guys underneath, and then you force the other guys to win, the Raiders can't move the football. And that's their issue right now, is that the teams are forcing Bryan Edwards and Zay Jones to beat them. That's not going to happen. So,
yeah.
And the camera. And the
I'm curious.
Go ahead.
I'm curious, from what you saw from watching the film last week, is there any chance that, like, DeSean Jackson ends up taking that role, or is it like, cause it's like, it feels like DeSean Jackson's like this guy, the not necessarily the Ferrari, but the Ferrari parked in like the rundown parking lot or whatever, you know what I mean? Where like, there's just like, we're talking about how Zay Jones can't get it done, but I thought this is what they brought in DeSean Jackson 2 weeks for. And I mean, now if they want to put him in, it feels like almost it's too late.
Like, yeah.
So yeah. I guess my question to you is DeSean Jackson capable of pulling that off, or we even know? Like, is it just the speed, or is it just missing?
I mean, he has the speed to beat anybody deep. So, I mean, I'm not worried about that. But I mean, it's more about, they need somebody that on third down can win. I mean, the play, the third and three, you know, the Charles Davis showed on, you know, he did an all 22 look and he was trying to show nobody was open. I mean, I bet that's most of this game, because I every time I watch Carr, you know, and before he's checking, I could see him. You could see him scanning, and obviously, there's nobody open. And then that's why at the end of the game, he stops scanning and he starts trying to throw it into tight windows. And then he starts throwing picks, and you know, and of course, he throws a goal ball to Zay Jones. I'm telling you, he is not helping this offense at all. And they literally lost Ruggs and they lost that third option, and that's why they can't move the football.
Yeah, I mean, I also would never count on DeSean Jackson. First of all, it's not about running, like Marcus is saying, they need someone who can win on the outside on third and seven or something like that. It's not just running a post route. That's DeSean Jackson. Like, that's what he does.
Yeah.
You got to run comebacks. You got to run the whole route tree. Man, that's not DeSean Jackson, and he didn't get brought in here to do that. He's just going to play like a role, right? And then the other thing is too, at some points, you know, Hunter Renfrow's like showing him where to point, you know, line up. He's like pointing, like, no, you're supposed to be right here.
You know, Bryan Edwards?
DeSean Jackson.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, I saw that too. Yeah,
you're helping him line up. You know, so it's like, at what point, this is like known to be a really lengthy, you know, big offense. Yeah. He's coming in the middle of the season, you know, there's going to be a big learning curve. And at this point, the Raiders are about to miss their window of opportunity here anyways. So.
I mean, they just have to figure it out. They have to figure something out because they can't, I don't know what their plan is going to be honest. I mean, they really have no plan. I don't know what their plan. They don't have a replacement, you know,
I was going to say, rinse, repeat. Like, it feels like this year, again, they're going to be looking at a first round wide receiver because they don't have a guy. Is what you guys are telling me right now. Like, that's what I'm, they don't have a guy. And I mean, unless they're going to bring some, I mean, I know I'm getting ahead of myself, but I mean, like, let's be real. 5-5 just lost a key game to a team that's going to be competing for a playoff spot. Like, we're getting the end of the, it's time to start talking about the offseason. So it's like, it's frustrating because it's like, again, now we're sitting here saying they need a number one wide receiver. And
it's more than that. It's really sad, actually, because when I'm watching it, there was like two really bad plays, Glenn Farrell, you know, just like completely missed. And he's a first round pick. Abram, you know, he got roasted for that touchdown late. Game's already over, really, at that point, you know, anyways. But and then there's one point where Jacobs got called for like the that was like that weird play off the interception where he like rolls off the guy's back and then he got called for it. I was like, wow, every single first round pick for the Raiders is just blowing it right now. You know, like it's not just like, oh, Henry Ruggs, they got to replace him. He was a first round pick. It's like, if there's a new coaching staff, they're probably not going to like Abram. He's probably going to have to go.
Yeah.
They're probably not going to like Cleveland Farrell. He's going to have to go. It's like all, it's all been wasted, really. So, I mean, that's another conversation, but yeah.
Yeah.
So terrible, I'm curious. Man. Someone asked me this on my podcast a couple of weeks ago, and I kind of had to kind of give a candid answer, a cop out answer of, and that was basically like, if you were in charge of this team moving forward, would you roll with the guys? Like, do you think they have a roster that's ready to rebuild? Or, I mean, we're talking about the off season where we could see a sweeping changes. Like, would you blow it up and almost start over?
It depends on what you mean by blow it up. I don't know if they're going to fully like explode, go into full rebuild. I think they might try to rebuild to win quick. And I think that's what their plan is going to be in the offseason. I don't think they're going to like try to restructure to start all over. I think they're going to try to restructure to win quickly. Because, you know, even if, you know, the team finishes like 8-9, you know, some coach could be like, well, they're just 8-19. So if I could do this and I could rebuild this, which I wish John Gruden did, that's what, I mean, this all goes back to when he came in 2018, he took over a 6-10 team that was just had a disappointing season. And I think that team could have been where you just could have put some pieces into it. Just a couple more pieces into it. And they could have just went forward and we would still have those guys as the key pieces for this team. And they deconstructed the team doing that. And I don't want that to happen again, because we see what happened with that. And now they got all these draft picks and now we're right back to being mediocre. So basically we were mediocre. We destructed, right? Came back, build it back up to being mediocre. And that's bad. And, you know, if we're mediocre right now, right, somebody needs to come and make them good. And that's what John Gruden should have did. And that's what, you know, he had Amari Cooper, you know, he had Jared Cook, you know, he had a good line. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, I guess they're kind of low on a running back, but, you know.
They had Marshall back.
Khalil back. I mean, Bruce Irvin wasn't terrible at the time. And, you know, so that's my thing, man. It's, you know, he came and restructured. He brought a bunch of old guys first. And then, like, it just kind of, you know, we spiraled from there. And then, and that's why we're at where we're at, because of the draft picks and all that stuff. Yeah. And then, of course, the Henry Ruggs crash ruined everything. It really
did. Yeah, that's definitely the black cloud hanging over the
seat. It did, bro. It's, I mean, because he was the guy that, because he was starting to win outside.
One-on-one. Yeah. I mean, on third down. That was part of it. It was like he was coming into his own as a football player. And
that was so disappointing for me. But,
curious, what do you think, BD, from a defensive side of the ball? They have the pieces to kind of make it move. I know you're talking about if they do bring in some new people, maybe making some personnel changes.
Yeah, they don't have the pieces, honestly. Like, Abram, like, the NFL is a too high league right now. That's what best defenses are doing. Every time Abram gets into too high, he makes a big mistake. You know, he's just not a high safety. He's a box safety. And he got to Gus Bradley at the worst possible time, you know, in terms of just like the scheme in the NFL, and you can't live in cover three, you know? And so I think that he's just not viable enough to get it going. I mean, we got Perryman. Littleton is just like there, you know. Perryman's not going to be a liability in coverage. It's just like, who else are we going to throw Divine Diablo in? Just to see what he's got. Jevin White, are we going to throw these guys in just to see what they got? you know, at this point. But like, other than that, all the corners are hurt. You know, the backup is Dallin Levitt. We can't take Jonathan Abram out and put Dallin Levitt in, you know, like, come on.
Dallin Levitt, I noticed he was playing. I mean, I don't know what I don't have the snap counts in front of me, but I'd be willing to bet he played his most like defensive snaps like of the year this year. He was playing it early.
He's played a lot actually this year in dime personnel. They're putting him on the field right now. But yeah, I mean, there you go. That's it. They don't have the talent, clearly, if Dallin Levitt is the option. So
here's the thing that worries me is like when I think about like the future of this team, like what they're built on right now, like the core of their team is that 2018 draft class, right? Well, after next year, all those dudes are going to be free agents. You got Max Crosby's contracts going to be up, Trayvon Mullen's contracts going to be up, Hunter Renfrow, Josh Jacobs. I mean, I think everyone at this point, granted, they could pick up the fifth year option on Jacobs if they really wanted to, but I think everyone at this point is kind of like with the brand of a Josh Jacobs is going to be out of here in 4 years. He's not going to get a second contract. But my point is you have so many guys that they're the core of this team that are can potentially leave in a year anyway, that it's like, I feel like you almost have to consider about it, thinking about maybe we should just start blowing this up. You got Casey Hayward who's going to be what, 33, 34 next year. I mean, Derek Carr is going to be getting up there in 31 next year. It's an interesting thing that's going to be a hot topic from, I think, about now until the end of, until March, really. But
yeah.
Especially if the Raiders season. It's going to get blown up because a real GM is going to come in and see what Mike Mayock did and what John Gruden did, and they're going to blow it up. So,
you think Mayock's out?
I mean, he's got to be. Look at the track record now at this point. Look at, you know, all his picks.
See, the thing is our wild card here is Mark Davis, man. What is he going to do?
Yeah. What does he want to do? Because
who's telling him? Who's advising him? You know, like, because, I mean, he went to John Madden, and John Madden told him to hire Jack Del Rio. So I don't know if John Madden's the guy to go to anymore. and maybe Mark makes a smart move because, you know, Mark was going to hire the Shanahans. And I think about that a lot. I do. Sometimes I'd be sleeping and I wake up and have a dream that Kyle Shanahan was the coach right now. But because he was gonna do it,
that means we'd have Kirk Cousins right now as our quarterback.
No, I don't know, maybe. we might have Kirk Cousins anyway, since people, you know, worried about that. His contract's up too, dude. don't you should have said that out loud, BD. Should have said that out loud.
Spoken into existence.
So you spoke it into existence. Would you? I would just laugh. That would make me feel kind of funny because I would be like, look at you guys now. Got Kirk Cousins. Anyways, what was I saying?
Mark Davis.
Yes. He did bring in the Shanahans, right? He did bring in, he was going to do it. And then there was like a huge flip out from Raiders fans. They all flipped out, right? And, you know, Greg, I think Papa, right? He went on a
rant. Yeah, that's why Greg Papa got fired.
Yeah, he got fired because he went on a rant about how they can't hire the Shanahans. I'm like, this, you, are you? And then Shanahan, and then he goes to the Falcons, and then Matt Ryan wins MVP. So like that, like I think about that a lot because Mike is the coach, right? Kyle's offensive coordinator. Then Mike is going to retire. What, like 2 years, right? He's probably going to retire, right? And then Kyle takes over. They hire Kyle, and then Kyle is the coach right now. 100%. I bet that was Mike and Kyle's plan. I'm still mad about it, but anyways. Well, so who knows? He might bring in Kellen Moore or something. He might do that. You know, maybe. I don't know. Maybe.
Yeah. I mean, it's definitely going to be like, I think it's wide open. Cause I feel like the last like 4 years, it's like, even with Mark Davis at the helm, it's like, all right, whatever Gruden's going to want, Gruden's going to get. Now that Gruden's not involved anymore, I'm like, well, I don't know what the hell they're going to do. Last 4 years, I just basically chalked up everything to be like, oh yeah, it's a Gruden move, but
yeah,
we'll see.
I think one thing, I mean, it's going to be interesting to see what happens to Carr. I think that's going to be the interesting part. But
yeah,
I mean, I have my thoughts, but we'll wait, I guess.
Sounds good.
Yeah. Because it kind of goes two ways for me. Because if they hire a defensive coach, I think they move on. If they hire an offensive coach, I don't know. So that's kind of how I feel see. About it.
Draft class sucks. So
yeah,
that helps them out.
And you know, coaches are, they love to convince themselves they can fix something. So
true.
Anyways, go ahead, Pete.
No, I mean, that's it. That's it. I don't have anything else. That's okay. It for me.
Yeah.
Well, Matt, why don't you take us out of here, bro?
All right. Well, you guys want need any parting thoughts or anything like that, or you just want me to sign us off?
I mean, parting thoughts. I mean, it's gonna be interesting to see how the Cowboys look against the Raiders because they're not gonna have CeeDee Lamb or Amari Cooper, and Dak looked really, really pedestrian today. I mean, I don't know what that score is today, but that was with Amari Cooper. So it's going to be interesting. I mean, the Cowboys are basically going to be in the same situation that the Raiders are in. And Dak did not play very good today. He had people not being able to get open. So it's going to be a quick turnaround for that. So it's going to be interesting. I mean, I'm not really expecting anything from the Raiders right now, but man, I don't know.
They're going to run all over them anyway. So
yeah.
That's going to be the problem. That's going to be, for looking into next Thursday, Thanksgiving, it's going to be a rough day in the Holder household. By the way, my wife is a Cowboys fan, so if you guys heard the screaming, that's because the Cowboys game's going on right now. But like you said, like their offense is going to be, especially without CD and without Cooper, they're going to be able to run the ball. Which, I mean, Raiders last few weeks, that's their one black mark on defense, is they cannot stop the run at all. Mm-hmm. And even if they do, it's you know, a play here, play there. They can't string it together for very long. So it could be a rough Thanksgiving, but hopefully the Raiders do get some injury luck that goes their way. So,
yeah.
Hopefully your family cooks really well on Thanksgiving. Okay. Yes, Raider Nation. Because this is not looking good. Offense hasn't done anything for 3 straight weeks. Like, come on.
My last thoughts is that what pisses me off is like the Chiefs went to this same damn slump and they went 2-1. They're like the only team that, They're the only team with a winning record when their offense scores less than 20 points. I mean, they're going to Super Bowl. I'm pissed about that.
Yeah.
I'm so mad.
Right, because their defense was able to step up and win some games for them.
Yeah, their defense is playing well.
They should be 4-6. I'm so mad. Anyways.
Yeah.
I guess I'll take us out. All right, guys. So take that was the instant reaction. Another depressing performance from the Raiders. Really didn't, you know. So make sure you guys hit the subscribe button. Subscribe. Make sure you guys, you know, hit the like button if you like it. Follow us all on Twitter. I forgot to do the beginning. At mholder95, at bdwilliams18, at themarkjohnNFL. You know what I'm saying? You guys can all yell at me on Friday for my Carfax. I can't even do it Friday, huh? Oh man, I get it. Cool. You know, what am I? How am I gonna do it? It makes sense. I'm not doing it.
It's a busy week.
No Carfax. Am I doing a double Carfax? I can't.
There you go.
Too much work, guys. All right. maybe like a Monday one or something. I don't know. But yeah. So guys, we're out. Peace.
That's it. Later.
Yeah. Later.